Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how deeply grateful I really am that you chose to be with me for this Sunday, August the 6th, 2017 radio program. We're going to talk about Beyond My Understanding. It's going to be an interesting program, I hope, for you, and very appropriate for a lot of us. I want to remind you that this radio program, as well as all of our TV programs and such, are supported solely and entirely upon your donations. My sponsors, my very kind and loving sponsors, are the ones that make all this happen. And I am hoping that if you find meaning in the teachings that I offer, in the way that I offer, that you will come and join us and help us keep the radio program and the Aspire TV on the air. You can go to the website at aspire.org and take a look at all of the offerings I have there from radio. You can hear radio programs that date back years ago. You can watch TV programs that are current and were recorded years ago. I've been doing this a long, long time. So I hope that you find all of this helpful. And if you do, I hope you'll consider being a sponsor. For your sponsorship, you receive a lot of very beautiful gifts. You really do. The message of the month, each and every month, a little CD or a download you can get from the Aspire website each and every month. You have access to over 122 different discourses from TV programs that I've done over the years. I mean, there are programs on the Tao, there's programs on Zen, there's programs on the Eightfold Path of the Buddha, there's the Gnostic Gospels and the teachings that Jesus offered. There's so many that are there. And all of this is free to you. And you can download them and do whatever you want. Plus, there's the commentaries, podcasts and video casts that I do twice a month. And I think you'll find these to be very thought-provoking. Let's just say that. So for all of your kindnesses, go to the website at aspire.org. Take a look at Support Aspire. Pull down that little menu and it'll say Why Support Aspire. And it will tell you what we do with your donations. They are tax deductible. And all the little pointers that show love and kindness to humankind. You know, more than ever before in this world, we need transformation. There's lots of different ways in which you can appease the human being, but that doesn't mean it's in their best interest. Finding solutions to our survival is not going to help at all. Finding the way within us, that changes the game deeply and profoundly. And that's what Aspire is all about. It's not about survival. It's about living. Totally different. I hope you will join us. Please forgive me on that one. Sometimes you speak beyond my understanding, says Joel from Orlando, Florida. How do I understand you? How can I build my understanding, Joel? Joel, understanding, what is understanding? Basically, but an intellectual effort. It is not something that is derived out of the heart. There are two ways, Joel, in which we can understand. One is an assumed understanding, and the other is authentic understanding. And which one you choose is definitely an important commodity in this world. So if I choose to understand through my human heart, I will only be looking for solutions to problems that I have created in my life. And one of the problems I've created in my life is my incarnation into this body, into this form, and into this world. And people do not understand this. They think they just arrive here somehow, some way, and they don't see the meaning and the significance of what their life is truly all about. people only care about the form of their life, their body, their environment, how they are treated in the society that we live in, the politics of us, as I like to call it. That's why politics are so important to the collective unconscious and the pedestrian mentality, because we think there might be some answer for us and we can change the society, but we can't. Because the society is based on ignorance, spiritual ignorance. That's what it's all about. It's not about love. It's not about kindness. It's not about depth or clarity or anything like that. It's about a certain form of ignorance that we sustain through being mediocre, by living emotionally. So you say, sometimes you speak beyond my understanding. Joel, sometimes I speak beyond my own understanding. I hear things come out of me that I have no recollection of ever thinking before. And these things that come out of me, they just come out. I mean, they just are. I have no grasp on them sometimes, and I am not the author of them at all. I do not take responsibility for that. They come because that's where they are. And at that moment, I'm dialed in. And here's how you can dial in, because that's what your question is about. You have to practice meditation. You have to practice letting go of the perimeters of your psyche, of your own thinking. You have to be without thought. Now, during the day, if you can practice being without thought, without allowing yourself to grab on to an emotional thing in you, just, you know, something that you like to hate, or something you enjoy loving, what you think is loving, and you just grab on to these thoughts, these people who need affirmations about their lives or need guided affirmations or guided meditations to make them think, only defeat the purpose of meditation and defeat their own ability to go beyond the conceptual ideas that there is a fundamental good for them, even though they, quote unquote, don't deserve it because they've lived such a mockery of a lifetime. They want to believe, oh, if I just affirm this, and if I just am guided into that with pleasant words, and these things are the trappings of my hubris, my ego, I can have whatever I want. We're not here to get what we want. Joel, we are here to awaken. And whatever that takes to awaken, that's what we need to do. I am sorry that sometimes I go beyond your understanding. I don't intend to. It is never my intent. And I do it to myself sometimes as well. So I understand what you're saying. You have to have a sense of mind where there is no thought incurred on the idea of ownership of thoughts or beliefs or paragraphs or sentences or even words in our brain. To have what we call in Zen a no mind, a mind that is not fighting with itself, a mind that is no longer dualistic in its thinking. And when you are trying to affirm something you want, that is dualistic thinking, because a part of you doesn't believe you have it, or doesn't believe you deserve it, or doesn't believe that it is possible for you. And then there's the other part that wants it so badly. We have dualistic thinking here, and we split ourselves in half. And we destroy our energies that way. It is very hard for the common person to understand that. In fact, the pedestrian mentality refuses to understand that, because all they can see is what they want. And what they want to them is everything. So they live in that idea of getting everything they want. Isn't that what life is all about? Getting what you want? Well, for most people it is. And that is the sad part of the whole thing. We are, as a culture and as a society, basically mentally ill. We are. And if you belong to this culture and society, which we do here in America, I don't know about other places. I've only lived in India and here, so I only know those two places. We are mentally ill in both places. I mean, we live in accord with desire, ambition, and pride, and harbor vanity as the most important aspect of our personality and of our life and our face. We want to be proud of ourselves, and we are vain about all of that. And we destroy the ability for meekness, teachability, the ability to be taught, to become aware. So you ask me, sometimes you speak beyond my understanding. How do I understand? You can't learn to understand. You can only remove the blocks of your understanding. And those blocks have to do with preconceived ideas that came from your genetic disposition. That's all it is. Your genetics are telling you, this is as far, in my case, as a pen will go. He won't go any further, and don't try to go any further, because the only thing that matters is survival. And that's the way people think, and that's the way the human thinks. But that doesn't mean that's the way you have to think, Joel. Let your human be human. You don't have to perfect it. It's imperfectible. It is about compassion and love. The perfection of the human is compassion and love. And that does not belong to the human. That belongs to your being. And that's where you need to go. It is the essence of you. And you must not let the human form become so clumsy and so big and so lopsided that it defines the rest of your life. I hope that helps you. I do. Don't understand me. Imbibe me. Imbibe what I am teaching. And don't worry about understanding. Understanding will come later on, maybe. Just imbibe it. I hope that helps. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next one comes from Ray in Tucson, Arizona. There are many mixed messages in this world. How do I let them out, or sort them out, as it were, Greg, so I can understand what the real message is, Ray? There are many mixed messages, Ray. There are so many, especially when it comes to the concept of love. Love is this, love isn't that. Love has this, love does not have that. We live in the assumption of love, not in the presence of it. And yet, we are the presence of a great love. We really are. But not as a man in my case, but as a being. Now, I can offer that to you in the words I just said. But really, how much of it can you get? How much of it can you truly imbibe? Probably not much. And yet many people will say to you that they love you, or that you love them. And you and I both know this is just not true. People don't want their inner being revealed to anyone. The king has no clothes. We want to think that we are loved and loving. We want to think we can bestow love, but we can't, because our love is predatory. We live off of the weakness of other people and try to imbibe, so to speak, the vibe of what we call love and get it from others and suck them dry and try to manipulate them in a way that makes them feel like we love them and it's such a gracious thing that we are doing by loving them. Such a merciful thing, but it really isn't. It really isn't, because there is no forgiveness in us. There's no compassion in us. There's no humility. To truly love, feel love for someone else, means you have to feel love for your enemy. It means you have to feel love for everyone and everything. To love the enemy within you means that I love everything unequivocally. But I am not looking at it from the point of view of I am pouring my emotions on it, and that's how I love it. I am a part of everything that happens on this earth. I'm a part of its history and its future and its presence right now. And I'm a part of the bigger scheme and picture of the whole thing. Let there be no mixed messages in you, Ray. The mixed messages you are hearing in and of the world are merely opinions that you and I have about what we think is going on that is not happening even remotely like we think it's going on. We just don't get it. The object of perfection, the object of kindness, the object of love, the object of everything is to come into that moment where there is no Greg, there is no Al, there is no Betty or Fred, there is no Ray. When we drop it all, there is no group around us, there's no people around us, there is no confusion, there's no doubt, because our mind is solidified in the oneness of the heart, the spiritual heart, and not the human heart, which divides us. And that's what you are seeing about the mixed messages. The human heart just divides everything out. It makes a catastrophe out of our living. It is constantly making enemies and manufacturing evidence and beliefs and theories that have nothing to do with the meaning of our existence. Absolutely nothing. The mixed messages that you get can't be sorted out. It's all an illusion, and it's all our delusions. And we have these illusions and delusions because we are not conscious. We are not staying conscious. We are not meditating. We continue to have thoughts that, beguile us, seduce us, betray us. It isn't other people. It isn't even ourselves, as it were. It is the mind that has been left to just do what it wants, wander around, to become, a catastrophe, to become rogue from the heart. The authentic heart has no thinking. The authentic heart has no mind. The authentic heart is a space of purity, of emptiness. In that emptiness is the totality of the universe in thee and me, and any one of us can reach it when we are willing to meditate, to work upon ourselves, and not be fooled by the manner of our human beingness. That is so very important. I can't even get that point across enough. So, Ray, my dear one, whoever you are, this world is full of illusion and delusion. This world is full of all sorts of ugliness and beauty. It's a real mystery. But it is only a mystery when I'm trying to sort it out through my thinking. I never work on that aspect. I never try to sort things out in my thinking. Becoming aware is a totally different experience and has nothing to do with dividing my thoughts up and becoming deluded in my thinking or by my thinking. Thinking is obsolete. Having the experience, the ability to see the bigger picture, to recognize it not as a thought, but as a direct experience, is a huge and most beautiful phenomenon. To see everything in proportion to itself in this world is the true perspective of the meaning of life. Ray, I hope that helps you. I do. I hope I didn't belay you with my words. Ignore my words. Imbibe what I am teaching you. The energy. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question from Thomas. He does not tell me where he lives. How do I expand my understanding? Please help, Thomas. Thomas, listen. I've explained it to everybody here in this radio program, to Ray and to Joel. Do not limit yourself to thought. Release quickly those things which confound you and confine you to fear and hatred. Just let them go. Do not be caught in the thought process that tells you what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong. Just live in a let go in your mind and consider everything an illusion and a delusion in our understanding of our brain. If you practice meditation, if you can listen and recognize the tones that sustain inwardness, insight, you will soon see that understanding is not a matter of putting together thoughts in a reasonable or logical way. It is about coming to that sacredness within, where there is no need for thought itself, where there is no need for reason and logic, where there is only that which expands the sense of beingness and brings us to a sense of lovingness, consciousness. When you are deeply interested in this, you will immerse yourself in this, and a great insight will dawn on you. A great compassion will dawn on you. A great beingness will dawn on you. This dawning of consciousness in us is not a thought. It is something that already exists, and somehow another way of communicating to you and being communicated to now becomes a possibility. And instead of racking your brain out trying to understand what this and that is, what's wrong, what's right, what's good, what's bad, you will see things just as they are, without the need to consider their value in proportion to your emotional needs. And when that occurs, you have entered into transformational living. You have entered into the way. And now, your life will no longer be about getting what you want. Your life will be about being that which is. Everyone is far more than they believe themselves to be, but it is very difficult for them to accept this. Very difficult indeed. Because the acceptance of it puts an end to thinking, and we are afraid of not thinking. We think we'll be a flatliner if we do. And of course, that is simply not true. I hope that helped. Thank you for your beautiful question. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Thomas, Ray, and Joel. bless your hearts, and thank you for listening. I hope that all of this had some credence in your life. I'll be back on the air next week. I hope you'll join me. Go to the website at aspire.org and become a sponsor. Help us sustain our efforts here. I'm out of here. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.